Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I am fired up to do today's show, and let me tell you why. I am going to go out on a limb, which I haven't seen anyone else have the guts to do. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you who is going to be the best quarterback in this year's NFL Draft 2018. Everyone gives their evaluations, but no one actually says, okay, I am going to give you the facts. I am going to paint the picture and tell you exactly why this quarterback will be better than the rest. And that is what I'm going to accomplish in today's show. I do believe that there is a clear-cut best quarterback in this draft. And I do believe, for a large part, that a lot of the evaluations we're seeing from, you know, NFL Network, ESPN, Fox, some of these guys know what they're talking about. But some of them that know what they're talking about make very bad evaluations. I believe most of the evaluations that people have on Josh Allen about him being a top five, top ten, you know, pick worthy of that. People are looking at things that are not really there, and they're missing the important details of Josh Allen's game. And I'm going to get more into Josh Allen as I go through this, but. You know, a lot of these guys, I don't think, really watch enough game tape. They say they do, but why does everyone's opinion sound like everyone else's opinion? My opinions are different because I watch a crap ton of game tape on all the players that I give you opinions on. I don't just go online and read a bunch of stuff. Yes, I do, you know, use stats like Pro Football Focus. I'm curious to see what other people say. But my evaluations mainly come from game tape. And I am passionate about what I'm going to talk about today because I'm going to tell you who is going to be the best quarterback in this year's NFL draft. And I'm going to tell you why. All right, so really breaking down who's going to be the best quarterback and proving my point as to why I know who the best quarterback is going to be, let's break these guys down. In the first round, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Josh Rosen are all going to get drafted. That's four quarterbacks right there. And then Lamar Jackson's probably going to go in the first round as well. So you have five quarterbacks there. Baker, both Josh's, Rosen and Allen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson. That's five guys that are going to go in the first round. And then there are two other guys that I think are worth looking at as well, and that is Mason Rudolph and Nick Folk. And my goal for today is to really truly evaluate these guys and then make a point as to why it's really obvious why I know who the best one truly is. All right, so let's go to Josh Allen. Josh Allen is beloved by Mike Mayock of the NFL Network. Mike Mayock of the NFL Network every single year makes a lot of bad evaluations. I know he's the NFL expert. I know he's the NFL Network expert. But look, the guy basically made it sound like EJ Manuel was a home run pick. I will say that again. I don't think a lot of these guys truly know what they're talking about when they look at the players. But breaking down Josh Allen, everyone is falling in love with the arm talent, but everyone is missing the fact that he is not accurate and he can't throw with any kind of touch. There are people that say, well, Josh Allen was in an offense where he had to throw the ball deep. No, that's actually not true. Look at the amount of short passes Josh Allen threw compared to other guys like Baker and Josh Rosen. He actually threw more short passes. So when you want to even talk about short accuracy, he doesn't have it. At the Senior Bowl, I watched Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen throw the ball into the net. You have when you're practicing at quarterback, you have a net to throw into, and they tell you either net one, two, or three. Two times in a row, the guy threw over the net. Look, I try to be a positive person. I've had adversity. I try to believe in other people, but look, I don't think he has the accuracy, and I don't think you can be successful in the NFL without that accuracy. Look how many fastball throwers we've had that don't pan out because all they are fastball throwers. Kyle Bowler, Jamarcus Russell, Christian Hackenberg, and I can name a lot more. But the point is you absolutely cannot draft a guy because he has arm talent. And what blows my mind is it keeps happening. Every single year, people draft quarterbacks because they have arm talent. NFL teams, when are you going to wake up and realize there is a lot more to it than arm talent? And for me, when I look at Josh Allen, he doesn't have the footwork, he doesn't have the awareness. What he does have is he has a great arm. So, 3 out of every 10 throws, he's going to make it look great. But I don't believe that is truly, truly enough to be a successful NFL quarterback. Another thing is that there is a point when accuracy can be corrected. If you look at Lamar Jackson, his accuracy stems from him playing with a narrow base. A narrow base. So I will tell you that if you can fix that, you can become more accurate. My problem with Josh Allen is he throws from a wide base and he has good, decent mechanics, and he's still not accurate. So for me, I feel he's reached his peak with accuracy. So I was talking about Lamar Jackson, and let me just say that a lot of people are giving Lamar Jackson a lot of flack. But I think the guy has a lot of work to do. He has shown that he's willing, because he's training for it right now, he's willing to correct that narrow base, and I do believe that, he can be more accurate with that. Outside of that, the guy has a lot going for him. He's the best scrambling quarterback I've seen since Michael Vick. He has a very natural release. He can throw with touch, and to me, he has an NFL arm. And again, because he's throwing with a narrow base, I think that's where a lot of his accuracy issues come from. But there comes a point when if you are that good of a scrambler, and I mean that good, I'm talking about Michael Vick, and I'm talking about Lamar Jackson, I'm talking about Deshaun Watson, that or even Cam Newton. If you're able to move around so well, it's going to negate a lot of that. The reason why Robert Griffin didn't stay healthy is because he wasn't smart when he was running the ball. He just threw caution into the wind and ran. And I, to be honest, we saw. I think I saw that injury coming a mile away. But when I look at Lamar Jackson, he is more of a calculated runner, and I think he is going to be if he goes to the right team that will continue to work with him on his narrow base and just some of his mechanics, I think he can be a good NFL quarterback. I don't think that Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, obviously, I don't think Josh Allen will be the best quarterback in the draft. So when I'm talking about best quarterbacks. It really comes down to this: is really how do you look on game tape, and who has the least amount of weaknesses? And later in this show, I'm going to go into that. But right now, let's just talk about some other quarterbacks that are not being talked about. We have Kyle Uletta, and we have Mason Rudolph, and we have Nick Folk. Breaking those guys down, Mason Rudolph has absolutely no accuracy whatsoever. Teams are seeing a lot in him, but I've watched 6 games, and the accuracy was absolutely atrocious. When I look at when I so I'm not even I'm I have nothing else to say about him. When I look at Nick Falk and I look at Kyle Uletta, there's a lot to like about those guys. Those guys throw with great accuracy, great anticipation. Their issue is that they don't really have probably a strong enough arm. Now, there comes a point with arm strength when I believe you have to be strong enough, but you don't have to have the strongest arm. So you really have to have an arm that is strong enough. I don't know if their arms are strong enough to really be good NFL starters, but they throw with great mechanics. They're very comfortable sitting in the pocket. I mean, they do take some sacks. Both guys do as well. But both guys throw with anticipation and great accuracy. And they've played a lot inside the pocket and done very well with that. So I definitely think Luke Falk of Washington State and Kyle Uletta of Richmond, those guys can be very serviceable backups and potentially even a starter at some point. So obviously, that doesn't make them the best guys in the draft. So let's narrow it down to the three quarterbacks that are left, and that is Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield. I'm telling you, one of those three is going to be the best, and I'm going to tell you which one it is and why. All right. So Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield. Which of those three really is the best quarterback? And I will tell you. Let's break them down. When I look at Josh Rosen, quickly, I see Josh Rosen as a, for the most part, a finished product. I believe that, you know, when people say he's the most NFL-ready quarterback in this class, I think there's definitely some merit to it. The guy has very clean mechanics, has definitely good enough arm strength, good enough accuracy. Where to me he falls short is he never has any clue when pressure's coming. And I see that a lot on a lot of his game tape. But he is a clean prospect to evaluate. I think Josh Rosen has potential to be a very good NFL quarterback. What I will say is that even if he's the most NFL ready, I don't think he has the highest ceiling. When I look at Josh Rosen, I see someone that could be a poor man's version of Matt Ryan, but with the kind of intelligence that he has, and from everything I've learned and understood, the guy has great intelligence, and you can't underestimate that, because intelligence will make you one of the best quarterbacks in the league if you know how to use it right. So I will say that he has the physical tools to be there. You know, whether he can be that top quarterback, I don't know. I definitely think that he will be a reliable starter. I don't know if I'd say if he's going to be a Pro Bowl player, but to me, he's someone that is definitely worth drafting in the top 20 picks for sure. So I don't think Josh Rosen is the best. So obviously, I'm saying that the best quarterback in this draft is either Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield. And let me break down both of those guys. First, Baker Mayfield. When I look at Baker, I look at a guy that has played against NFL type defenses, and he sat in the pocket and carved them up. He did it against Ohio State. For all of you people that want to say Baker Mayfield is a scrambling quarterback, you don't watch enough tape then, because Baker Mayfield, I've seen him a number of games sit in the pocket and carve teams up. When I look at accuracy, he, for short to mid-range accuracy, he's the most accurate quarterback in the draft, and that is a fact. If you look at Josh Rosen, I believe Josh Rosen can throw the deep ball better than Baker Mayfield, but Baker Mayfield definitely on the short to intermediate throws is by far and away the most accurate quarterback of the draft. He can scramble, and he reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson throws with tremendous touch, tremendous accuracy, and he doesn't get injured. And I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to get injured, because he's not a run-first quarterback. He's a calculated runner that only runs at the right time. And I see Baker Mayfield coming into this league and doing an absolute fantastic job. Now, when I look at Sam Darnold, I look at a guy that may have the most upside of any quarterback. Sam Darnold, in my opinion, when you want to look at the overall ability to extend plays and throw with a strong arm, I get it. Josh Allen has the strongest arm in the draft. But if any player lives up to their complete potential and they do that, I think if Sam Darnold does that, he will likely be the best quarterback in this draft. Now, that does not mean I'm saying that he is going to be the best quarterback in this draft, because he's not. The best quarterback in this draft is Baker Mayfield. When I evaluate Sam Darnold, I see a guy that definitely should go in the top 15 to top 20, but the difference is that Baker Mayfield has way less to work on mechanically than Sam Darnold does. I looked at all of Sam Darnold's 12 interceptions last year, and pretty much all of his interceptions were the same thing. And if you go back and watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. Go and look at his 12 interceptions. They were all throwing off the back foot, throwing into traffic, and throwing where he should never have thrown the ball. I can't tell you how many times that I saw him, you know, throw the ball. There's one play where I saw him throw the ball. He had two receivers in the end zone and five defenders, and he had time, and he still threw it there. And he made a lot of those throws. I don't think that he's a good decision maker, and he's going to really have to work on that for the next few years. Whereas Baker Mayfield takes care of the football. Baker Mayfield is more accurate. Sam Darnold has a stronger arm, but look, they can both improvise and extend plays. And when I look at it like this, Baker Mayfield has the most accuracy, short to mid-range. He is probably the, first or second best in terms of moving around the pocket, if you really, really look at it. Sam Darnold still has work to do in the pocket. He does a lot of double clutches, and he's not always, to me, he doesn't look completely NFL ready in the pocket. But if you look at Baker, moves around in the pocket. The best short to mid-range accuracy. Doesn't turn the ball over. Throws with touch, anticipation. And has certainly enough NFL arm strength. And not only that, his mentality, I believe, is the best. People want to mistake it and think that Baker is some arrogant, you know, guy like Johnny Manziel coming out of college. Trust me, it's nothing like that. I believe from everything I've seen and I've done my homework that the guy's just really, really confident. And when you truly, 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 and don't just listen to what the people on the NFL Network and ESPN and Fox are saying, go back and look at the damn game tape and tell me how Baker Mayfield is not the best quarterback in this class. Because if you watch the tape, truly do it, you will see that Baker is number one. He's when you package everything all together, NFL ready, accuracy, touch, anticipation, all those things, mentality, he is the best quarterback in this draft.